gospel truth in Good Friday and the Redeemer on the cross, but with no literal reference to anything divine? Or does Parsifal only make sense if it is genuinely religious? Even if we never resolve this ambiguity, experiencing the full sweep of Parsifal in performance convinces me that this was the moment when Schopenhauer, neglected by his own time and with his sights set on posterity, truly found a place on the world stage.
Christopher Janeway delivered tonight's essay on Wagner and Schopenhauer. Tomorrow night, Michael Tanner talks about Wagner's relationship with the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. That's the essay at the same time, 10:45 tomorrow night. All of these Radio 3 essays this week are available as a free download. Go to the Radio 3 homepage and follow the links. And while you're online, why not have a look at our Wagner Week live blog, where we're adding video clips, images and listener comments as the week goes on. bbc.co.uk/Radio 3. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock now, time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Hello again. It's Wagner Week here on Radio 3. Wagner was born 200 years ago today. Maybe you've been following our live blog on the Radio 3 website. Bass player Dieter Ilk studied classical music. He then turned to jazz and he remained obsessed with Verdi and Wagner. And that was Morning Prayer from his album Parsifal. Rainer Böhm on piano and Patrice Heralder on drums. And welcome from me, Fiona Talkington, to Late Junction. I've got more music tonight from the Tectonics Festival in Glasgow, from one of the collaborations in the Old Fruit Market. Oran Ambarchi's ensemble coming up later, and I'll also be playing another tribute to the composer Steve Martland, who died a few weeks ago. Eliza Carthy is marking 21 years as a professional singer with a Best Of double album compiled by friend and fan Ian Anderson of F Roots magazine. No need to listen any further than CD 1, track 1, to capture Liza's rich voice, musical passion and energy.
Bye. själen min. Hon gör låten jag spelar så vacker. Sol, himmel och jorden trinn, allting strålar i ljuset från vännen min. Se, här dansar vännen min. Hon gör låten jag spelar så vacker. Sol, himmel och jorden trinn, allting strålar i ljuset från vännen min. Vinden som sjunger om längtan till dig leker i lint, rör vid din kind. Kanske då minnes du stunden med mig, aldrig mer den kommer igen. Låten är längtan till dig min vän.
That was Nordic Tree and Vals til vennen min, Waltz for My Friend. How nice to have a waltz written for you. Nordic Tree, a Swedish fiddler, Hans Kennemark, with Finnish stars from JPP, the fiddler Arto Järvelä and Timo Alakotila on harmonium. Timo, by the way, who's one of the most brilliant and the most humble people I know, is going to be playing with the Finnish accordion queen Maria Kalaniemi. That's at King's Place in London in October. Date for the diary there. Eliza Carthy just before, and that's from her new Best Of compilation called Wayward Daughter, and that was a track called Worcester City. Steve Martland died suddenly on the 6th of May at the age of 53. He and his music were distinctive and edgy and anarchic and witty. This piece, Beat the Retreat, is all of those things and so full of spirit, while also paying homage to the music of Purcell. Thank you. Steve Martland's wonderfully spirited and imaginative, and now somehow terribly moving, Beat the Retreat, played there by the Steve Martland Band. That was actually a BBC commission in 1995 to mark the tercentenary of Purcell's death, and first performed at the Everyman Theatre in Cheltenham in July 1995. People in southern Sudan speak about General Paulino in hushed, reverent terms. He's a blind singer who explores the different languages of his country. This is a song called Anna Masadek. I don't believe freedom has come. Cecile Schott, better known by her recording name of Colleen, actually hadn't recorded an album for 5 years. Her last one was Les Ondes Silencieuses, with its viola da gamba and music boxes. Her new album, called The Weighing of the Heart, has seen her explore her voice and percussion from other parts of the world. And I played you two tracks there, Geometria del Universo and Humming Fields. And those two tracks followed General Paulino from southern Sudan, and a song called I Don't Believe Freedom Has Come. I was just thinking, when you look at the Church of Notre Dame in Paris, it seems as though it must always have been there. But the cornerstone was laid in 1163, and amongst the first musicians whose music was heard in the unfinished cathedral was Master Léonard. Viderunt omnes, all the earth has seen the greatness of God, says Psalm 98. Singing that here are Tonus Peregrinus.
Thank you.
John Butcher loves working with big spaces, and his piece Willow Shiver from his CD Bell Trove Spools was recorded in a gallery in Houston. And that followed music written for Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris in the 12th century by Master Leonard. Viderent Omnes, sung there by Tonus Peregrinus. The Old Fruit Market is a great space in Glasgow's City Halls, and during the recent Tectonics Festival, it hosted a number of collaborations which we recorded for Radio 3. One of the memorable concerts for me was Oren Ambarchi and Stephen O'Malley playing Alvin Lucia's new guitar piece, Criss Cross. But Oren had another role too as a collaborator in the Old Fruit Markets. And joining him for his piece Knots were Joe Talia on drums, James Rushford, who was arranger and played viola, on cellos Hildur Guðnadóttir and Judith Hamann, on horns David Flack and Fergus Kerr, and on violin was the unstoppable, energetic conductor and co-curator of Tectonics, Ilan Volkov.
Thank you.
Part of Oren Ambachi's late night collaboration called Knots, recorded in the Old Fruit Markets in Glasgow during the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra's recent Tectonics Festival. And on Here and Now on Saturday here on Radio 3, you can hear more music recorded at the Tectonics Festival, including music by Alvin Lucier, who was in residence there, Yanko Dumitrescu and Anna Maria Avram, amongst others. And Robert Orby was also in Glasgow, and I know he was doing lots of interviews with composers, so a chance to get some behind-the-scenes information there as well. And do check out full details on the Radio 3 website. Photographs too. I played you Steve Martland's fun and energetic Beat the Retreat earlier on tonight in tribute to Steve, who died on the 6th of May. He wrote three Christmas carols, a much more reflective style. Here's his setting of There Is No Rose with the BBC Singers, conducted by Stephen Clebury.
There is no rose, Traveling through this world. world over, when I find sickness, toil and danger everywhere I go, Lord, everywhere I'm going there to see my brother. We'll be right back.
That's a band called Human. Steve Davis on drums, Alexander Hawkins on piano, Alex Bonney on trumpet and Dylan Bates playing violin. Their new album is called Being Human, and that was a track from that called I Am a Planet. Just before that, a version of the song Wayfaring Stranger by Tim Buckley, recorded in 1968. And first of all, Steve Martland's version of There Is No Rose, sung by the BBC Singers, conducted by Stephen Clebury. And as I mentioned yesterday, I'm trying to find some unusual versions of Wayfaring Stranger or pieces which use the melody. If you've got any ideas, do drop me an email to late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now, Albulfet Aliyev was a captivating singer from Azerbaijan, born in the 1920s and died in 1990. In fact, he was quite a legend. This is him singing Bu Yerde.
Azar bizar senden gen gider, bu insan bahar küleğini bu yerde. İnan azar bizar senden gengede. Unsan bahar küleğini bu yerde. Dostum gel sen bu torpağa eğersen, her bahçeden bir gül çiçeği derersen. Dostum gel sen bu torpağa eğersen, her bahçeden bir gül çiçeği derersen. Heyran heyran dolanarsan görersen, güzellerin gökeğini bu yerde. Heyran heyran dolanarsan görersen, güzellerin gökeğini bu yerde. Azad ülke çayın ülkem, her yeri gülşen ülkem. Azad ülke çayın ülkem, her yeri gülşen ülkem. Azad ülke çayın ülkem, her yeri gülşen ülkem. Azad ülke çayın ülkem, her yeri gülşen ülkem.
Legendary singer from Azerbaijan, Abulfat Aliyev. Well, I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with more music by Wagner in Radio 3's Wagner Week. Pat Maher from Portland, Oregon, has recorded under a number of names, but here he's called Indignant Senility, which suits the rather stark wasteland onto which he paints samples of Wagner's music. Before that, a more straightforward good night from Schlager and Camilla Granlin. And until tomorrow, from me, Fiona Talkington, good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. To Belgium first today, where the Liège Philharmonic Orchestra celebrated their 50th birthday in 2010 by becoming the Liège Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. In December 2011, they welcomed the Polish conductor Antoni Witt and the young French pianist Jean-Frédéric Neuburger. He was just a few weeks short of his 25th birthday, and he plays both of Liszt's piano concertos a little later. First, a late 19th century symphonic poem by Mieczysław Karłowicz. Stanisław and Anna Owoświęcim is based on a legend about a brother and sister who somehow gained papal approval of their incestuous relationship, only for Stanisław to return from Rome to find his sister dead.